The Holy Gospel today comes to us from Luke 14, verses 1 through 14. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took them and healed him, and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person.' And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you invite us and encourage us not to be proud, but to be humble. Not to be proud like the Pharisee who said, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." But to be humble, like the publican who said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Therefore, bless us and preserve us in our faith by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit, to follow the example of Jesus himself. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Now, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the Gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 14, with special attention to verse 11. Jesus said to them, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." This is the word of the Lord. The homily today is graciously given to us by Pastor Ramnitz. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, are we humble or are we proud? Are we proud of who we are and what we have accomplished in life? Proud like the Pharisee in the temple who bragged about himself, saying, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, and adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." Or humble like the tax collector in the temple, who stood at a distance and would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Yes, are we humble or are we proud? And if we are honest with ourselves again this morning, we must confess that we've not always been humble like the publican, but proud like the Pharisee. As a matter of fact, because of our ego, pride, self-esteem, and a host of other reasons, we find it very difficult to be humble. Unfortunately, because of our sinful nature, as well as the temptations by the devil and by our society today, we are constantly told not to be humble, but to be proud of ourselves. In other words, to take pride in our own accomplishments, to literally go after success, fame, prestige, power, and money, to look out for our own self-interests and not the interests and well-being of others. As a matter of fact, we face the same struggle the 12 disciples did as they argued among themselves about who was going to be the greatest among them, that Jesus had to remind them again, saying, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and servant of them all." That's precisely what Jesus emphasizes in our text for today, as the religious leaders, the lawyers, and the Pharisees questioned his authority to heal a man on the Sabbath. So, Jesus told them a parable in which he emphasized the importance of not taking a place of honor when invited to a wedding feast, nor invite only your relatives, friends, and neighbors, and especially the rich to a dinner or banquet, but instead to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, so that you will be blessed and honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. That's precisely what Jesus says in our text for today. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. As a matter of fact, Jesus set the example for us during his 3-year public ministry. Jesus was always humble and never concerned about himself, but about the needs of others. This is what Jesus said about himself. "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." In other words, to be more like Jesus in his humility, never being selfish, but always giving of himself as he reached out to the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and even the tax collectors, prostitutes, and others who were considered outcasts in their society. To follow and imitate Jesus' humility, as St. Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." That's precisely what Jesus did, and St. Paul gives us perhaps the best description of what humility is really all about. St. Paul writes, "Have this mind among yourselves, which you have in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being formed in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross." Yes, Jesus humbled himself, even if it meant suffering and dying on a cross for our sins. And yet, how many times have we allowed our ego and pride to be in the way of our relationship with God and others? Not to humble ourselves, but to exalt ourselves. And yet the predominant biblical principle in a Christian's life is to always practice humility, in giving rather than getting things for ourselves. To be more like Joseph in the Old Testament, who was willing to forgive his own brothers and help them in their time of need, even though they hated him and sold him as a slave. To be more like the Good Samaritan, who had love and compassion, as he took care of a complete stranger, robbed and almost beaten to death, instead of the priest and the Levite who passed by on the other side, as they deliberately ignored him and left him to die. To be more like the father who was willing to forgive his younger son after he came back home and begged for his father's forgiveness. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." Yes, this father was willing to take him back, saying, "For this son of mine was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." Finally, to be more like Jesus himself, who was willing to forgive the woman caught in adultery. "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again." And he was willing to forgive Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Today, salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Willing to forgive those who ridiculed him and made fun of him at the foot of the cross. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And yes, Jesus was even willing to forgive us. Jesus forgives us, loves us, and doesn't hold anything against us, even though we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God in our own failure to be humble and willing to serve others. Yes, during Jesus' 3-year public ministry, he did not only display a lot of humility, but also an abundance of service for those who were in need of his love, mercy, kindness, and great compassion. And when we have failed to be humble and not always willing to serve others as Jesus did, God the Father forgives us again today through the sufferings and death of his Son, Jesus Christ, which cleanses us all from our sins and unrighteousness. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through the power and guidance of his Holy Spirit to be humble and to serve others as Jesus did in his humility and in his service to others. Yes, for service, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of humility, Lord Jesus, think of me, and purge away my sins. From selfish passions set me free, make me pure within. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen.